Airtran is still pushing to buy Midwest, despite a rejection by Midwest's board of directors 2 weeks ago. Airtran said this week that according to Midwest's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, employment at Midwest dropped by over 500 between the year 2000 and 2005. Airtran says it's been adding workers. Midwest CEO Tim Hoeksema invited news reporters to Midwest's headquarters in Oak Creek to talk about the airline business. Hoeksema says Midwest has rebounded since the post-9/11 airline slump and has also boosted employment in the last couple years.
System-wide, since 2003, we've added over 600 jobs. We've added 180 jobs just last year alone, so we continue to grow.
Hoeksema says Midwest is poised to continue growing. He says Midwest has worked to get its costs down.
Our cost per available seat mile, excluding fuel, which is the measure of unit cost, is down over 30% since 2001. And so we have worked very hard to position Midwest Airlines to the point that we have a low-cost structure, competitive with almost anybody out there, and we have fares that are competitive with anybody out there as well.
Airtran argues it would offer lower fares to Wisconsin customers, but Hoeksema says for advance purchases, Midwest travelers can find similar prices. Midwest says it has talked to Wisconsin Commerce Secretary Mary Burke about ways to help Midwest, but the company says so far it has not made any requests, and the buyout battle will be resolved in the private sector. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.